Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Big 12 Nation. We are back at it. 2018 around the corner. I'm so excited. I hope so are you guys. So let's go over Iowa State. Matt Campbell is back. Did a phenomenal job. Just amazing. I believe this is his third year, and a lot of teams tried to get him to leave. He did not leave. He was comfortable there at Ames. And if he continues this, him being a young coach, he probably can retire in Ames. He is from Ohio, but I can see when Urban Meyer retires or steps down or leaves, I can see Matt Campbell becoming an Ohio State coach. Now, if not, he may retire in Ames, Iowa. That would be awesome. So, now let's get to their schedule. South Dakota State at home. Should be a win at Iowa. A big rivalry game. Don't know, that one can go up in the air. Then they're home at Oklahoma. That will be a fight. Home versus Akron, big deal. You look at their first four schedule. Excuse me, the first four games on their schedule. As you see, guys, they don't even leave the state of Iowa. So them not having to leave the state of Iowa puts them in a big position. I'm thinking that their first four games, they hopefully can go 3-1 somehow. Now, after that, they go on the road 2 weeks in a row. They're at TCU, at Oklahoma State. Those two games, we'll see if Iowa State is a 6-6 bowl game team or if they're actually an 8-4, 9-3 team. So we will see with those. They were the surprise of the league. I don't think anybody will be surprised by them this year. They will be a tough out, and I definitely think they will get bowl eligible again. They get West Virginia at home after that. That's a up in the air. At Kansas, should be a win. Baylor home, should be a win. At Texas, tough game. Kansas State at home, tough game. We'll see what happens there. And just by looking at the schedule, guys, I got them 7-5, or going 8-5 after a bowl game. Maybe shock people, go 8-4, 9-4 for the season. But I see Iowa State as a 7-8 win team. Consistent winning is what they need to start with. Staying in the middle to the top tier of the pack is where they need to stay at. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, they get some consistently good recruits, they get consistent winning, then they have a chance for the Big 12 title. Now, they do have Joe Lanning is gone, linebacker slash quarterback slash played everything. He's gone. He is finished. However, Kyle Kemp was awarded his sixth year of eligibility. That's a big deal. Along with David Montgomery still in the backfield. David Montgomery, a phenomenal running back out of Ohio. Started as a freshman. This guy was a stud in high school. I actually had the privilege to watch him in high school. So, Iowa State should be right where we think they should be. Middle of the pack, maybe upper part of the pack. 7-8 wins. They give Texas Tech problems. They're going to give West Virginia problems. They're going to give everybody problems, quite frankly. It's all about who they pull out to win against. They're going to give everybody in this conference a problem. They are no longer the second step to Kansas. Before it was, I know Kansas, and I know Iowa State is a guaranteed win. Now you only have Kansas as a guaranteed win, and that's just going off the pass. We'll see if David Betty's got Kansas ready to go. So that's really it, guys. I just want to do a quick review. Really quick, prediction on their record, and I'm pretty sure most of you guys in Big 12 Nation are going to agree. They're 7-8 game, you know, they can win 7 or 8 games. They'll probably go 500 in the league. It may shock some people, may not shock some people, but they are a tough out, and, you know, them and Kansas State are neck and neck. Bill Snyder found a way to pull out the win against them. Last year, got K-State to a solid bowl game. And you got to remember, guys, looking at the bowl schedule, I mean, Big 12 kicked some ASS in bowl games last year. Texas won their bowl game. Kansas State won their bowl game. Iowa State won their bowl game. We did a great job in bowl games. Oklahoma could have beat Georgia very easily. We struggled at defense. But, I mean, think about how many points we scored on Georgia, and nobody thought we had a chance to beat Georgia. You know, Big 12 looked very good nationally last year and in the bowl game. So I am really looking forward to this year. I know Texas Tech fell to South Florida and Charlie Strong's Bulls. That was ironic being that Texas Tech won their last game against Texas. So that was kind of the irony of the situation. And Baylor obviously was rough. Kansas did not get to a bowl game. But, I mean, we're getting 8 out of our 10 teams to bowl games every year, if not 7. And we're competing. And, you know, we're a Power 5 conference. We added that, what do you call it, the Big 12 championship game, which I don't think we needed. We're a lot smaller than most conferences. We're not big enough for East or West, so I don't think it was fair. There are some teams like the Pac-12, they have some teams that don't even have to play each other every year. I think that's also what makes the Big 12 such a big deal, is that we have to play everybody every year. There is no some years we play this team, some years we don't play that team. We may have to play them in the title game or the conference title game. We may not. We play each other every year. We compete every year. We do good out of conference every year. We kick butt in bowl season every year. So that's it, guys. Not a long one. Iowa State Cyclones, they should be back where they want to be. Consistent winning, young coach, young talent. Got their senior back for 6-year eligibility. Can't wait to see him take the field. All right, guys, this is Big 12 Nation. Have a good one. I just want to do this quick report. And I guess next I will be looking into maybe next, maybe I'll be looking into West Virginia. Maybe West Virginia next. Maybe Texas Tech next. All right, guys, have a good one.